Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's very inspiring end of the year episode.
Oh, 对，我们真的很需要啊，因为年底的时候嘛，又回顾自己快要过去的一年，展望新的一年，都需要一些鼓舞，都需要一些鼓励。
Yeah, get us ready for the next year, right? Get us pumped up for the coming year.
对，那今天呢，你们会听到一段来自美国非常有名的一个大帅哥男演员马修麦康纳的一段非常 inspiring 的演讲。
That's right. This actor has a pretty tough to spell last name, but it's Matthew McConaughey is his name.
对。然后呢，他的这个口音也是非常有代表性。他是德州人，是吧？德克萨斯人。
That's right. He's from Texas, so he's a Texan, and he has a Southern Texan accent.
他的这个口音以及啊，美国比较南部都是那个鼻音蛮重的。
Yeah, it's very nasally, right? It's, hey, my name is Matthew McConaughey. I'm from Texas. kind of has this, we call it a Southern drawl or a Southern twang, and yeah, it's usually very nasally.
Okay, 那谢谢 Jason, 非常精彩的演绎。但我们现在可以来听 OG, 好吧，听本尊。然后这一段演讲呢，在 YouTube 上面，因为它一共五分钟，然后它就叫 Five Minutes to Change the Next 50 Years of Your Life。那有没有那么 powerful 呢？我们先听这里面其中第一小段。
All right.
I'm going to talk to you about some things I've learned in my journey. Most from experience, some of them I heard in passing. Many of them I'm still practicing, but all of them I do believe are true.Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it. So the question that we've got to ask ourselves is what success is to us, what success is to you. Is it more money? That's fine. I got nothing against money.Maybe it's a healthy family. Maybe it's a happy marriage. Maybe it's to help others, to be famous, to be spiritually sound, to leave the world a little bit better place than you found it. Continue to ask yourself that question. Now, your answer may change over time, and that's fine. But do yourself this favor. Whatever your answer is, don't choose anything that will jeopardize yourself.Prioritize who you are, who you want to be, and don't spend time with anything that antagonizes your character.
Okay, Matthew McConaughey means business. 他一开始的时候呢，就跟我们说到，人生很不容易，人生也很不公平， and don't try to make it that way.
That's right. He says, life is not easy. Don't try to make it that way.
And life isn't fair, 对吧？所以他整段的演讲呢，基本上就是围绕着这个主题，不要觉得你的人生会越来越一帆风顺，因为那样的话你会很失望。Instead, 你要 toughen up.
Yeah, if you think life is always going to be fair and it's not, then you're going to fall into the trap, he says, the entitlement trap.
Oh, 对，这我们可以看一下 Trap 是一个陷阱，那当你掉进一个陷阱的时候，就是 fall into a trap。 然后这里具体说的这个叫 entitlement trap， 这是什么意思呢？
Entitlement is when you think you deserve something, when you think you're owed something. So the entitlement trap here he's talking about is this idea that you think you just deserve more than you're getting, you're owed more than you're getting.
就是你会说啊，人生很不容易啊，人生很不公平，你觉得人生欠你的 ，right? And he's saying that's 就是一个 entitlement trap， 这样呢会让你老是觉得自己是一个 victim， 是一个受害者。
Yeah, you end up thinking that you're the victim in your story and you're not taking any responsibility for improving your life. You're just a victim. Oh, it's so bad. Why is life so bad to me?
好，那这里他有一个建议是什么呢？
Get over it and get on with it.
对，我非常喜欢这种都是很简单的口语啊，但是它特别的地道，而且它特别的有冲击力。So get over it, 就是你就不要觉得自己很可怜， you need to get over it.
yeah, you can't keep thinking about it all the time, how unfair life is. Get over it. And then, of course, get on with it. Keep moving.
So get on with something. Just you need to start. You need to start doing it.
Yeah, not only are you getting over it, you're going to continue moving forward and get on with it.
对，然后呢，他又提到说，你如何定义成功非常重要，所以一定要问自己这个问题。And once again, he uses a very colloquial, 非常口语的说法。
That's right. So he says the question that we gotta ask ourselves is, what success is to us?
What does it mean to you? 这里的这个 gotta 就是 you have to, right? You've got to do something.
Yeah, it's just a really colloquial spoken way to say have to or must.
那当然对于我们很多人来说，其实金钱财富是衡量成功的一个很重要的标准。然后他说这也没关系，他说我没有跟钱过不去。
Yeah, he's like, I got nothing against money.
对，又是一个特别地道的口语说法。If you've got nothing against something or someone, 意思就是你跟他没有问题，你没有跟他过不去。
Yeah, and usually you're saying this in the context of when you're saying something else that might sound like you have something against it, that you don't like money, but he's saying, hey, I got nothing against money.
他就说不要认为我是那种好像啊我已经什么都有了然后我就跟人家说钱不重要啦什么什么特别超脱。
yeah, 最讨厌的。
I'm not like that. 对对 ,I've got nothing against money. You got nothing against something or someone. 然后呢他又说到了两点非常重要的就是无论如何你要好好的保护你自己你要好好的保护维持你的价值观你的人品个性这些。
Yeah, so he says, don't choose anything that will jeopardize yourself and prioritize who you are, who you want to be, and don't spend time with anything that antagonizes your character.
Okay, 这里有两个蛮难的词啊，蛮高阶的，一个是 jeopardize, 还有一个是 antagonize, 稍微有点像。
Yeah, they're very similar, but they have a little bit of a subtle difference.
对 ,jeopardize 的意思是会危害到对吧 ?So don't choose anything that would jeopardize yourself or jeopardize your future. 不要因为一时的所得做一些可能危害你未来的事情。
Yeah, jeopardize is usually something that kind of ruins the potential outcome. So maybe it's not directly bad for you, but it makes your potential outcome less likely. It's not going to happen because of this thing.
对对对，就会在以后带来危害啊。那个 antagonize 呢，就有点像敌人是吧？敌对。
Yeah, exactly, like 敌对, right? It is going against you. It's almost like it's attacking you, kind of. It's not good for you, right?
对，所以他这里就是说 prioritize who you are, 你是谁，你的价值观，哪些对你来说是最核心的，然后不要做任何会去违反、违背、敌对你核心价值观的事情。
Very good advice.
对，没错。好，那我们接下来听第二段他的讲演。
好。
Be brave, take the hill, but first answer that question, what's my hill? So first...We have to define success for ourselves. And then we have to put in the work to maintain it. Take that daily tally. Tend our garden. Keep the things that are important to us in good shape. Where you are not is as important as where you are. It is just as important where we are not as it is where we are. Look, the first step that leads to our identity in life.Is usually not, I know who I am, I know who I am. That's not the first step. The first step's usually, I know who I am not. Process of elimination. Defining ourselves by what we are not is the first step that leads us to really knowing who we are. You know that group of friends that you hang out with that they really might not bring out the best in you? You know, they gossip too much or they're kind of shady.They really aren't going to be there for you in a pinch. Or how about that bar that we keep going to that we always seem to have the worst hangover from? Or that computer screen, right? That computer screen that keeps giving us an excuse not to get out of the house and engage with the world and get some real human interaction. How about that food that we keep eating? Stuff that tastes so good going down, makes us feel like crap the next week, when we feel lethargic and we keep putting on weight? Well, those people, those places, those things, stop giving them your time and energy. Just don't go there. I mean, put them down. And when you do this, when you do put them down, when you quit going there, and you quit giving them your time, you inadvertently find yourself spending more time and in more places that are healthy for you, that bring you more joy. Why? Because you just eliminated the who's, the where's, the what's, and the when's that were keeping you from your identity.
OK, 我们刚刚听到的这一段呢，就一直在讲排除法 eliminate, process of elimination. 但是在具体看这个之前呢， Matthew McConaughey 鼓励我们要勇敢，要去跨越山峰，跨越山丘。
Yeah, he tells us here to be brave and to take the hill. But first, to answer that question, what's my hill?
OK, 这就让我想到，诶，你知道李宗盛吗？
不知道耶。
你一定听过他写的歌，比如说有一首就叫《山丘》，所以我听到这句话就非常 remind me of his song。这里面就是说，人生是一座一座的山丘，越过山丘。但这个 McConaughey 就说，越过山丘克服困难很好的，但是先问你自己，哪一座才是你的山丘？不要因为别人都去爬这座山，那你觉得我也一定要去爬这座山 ？Maybe it's not your hill。
That's a cool idea. It's like there's a bunch of options. You have options and choose the hill that's for you, right?
对，我想他是说可能大家现在都在做这一件事，都涌去做，因为觉得这个很有前途啊，这个可以成功啊什么的，但也许这不适合你。
Yeah, or maybe your parents have this expectation that you're going to be a doctor or something, and that's not your hill, that's not your passion, right?
但是呢 finding your hill, finding your passion 也不容易哦 or even like really knowing who you are, 很不容易。那这里呢他就给了一个建议，我觉得挺反直觉的，就有点 counterintuitive。他说你要明白自己是谁，你基本上要先明白你不是谁。
Yes, so the first step is to know who I am not.
对，然后呢，这个就是说到了排除法。
Yes, the process of elimination.
Okay, 所以 elimination 或者动词 to eliminate 就是 remove, 一一的排除。
Yeah, that's right. So the process of elimination just means get rid of all those things that you know are not the right ones.
好，那他这里是说 through the process of elimination, 你排除了很多你不喜欢做的事情，不喜欢在一起共处的人，你觉得 that's not who you are, 诶，最后你可能不经意的就发现了你是谁，你的 passion. 所以不经意怎么说呢？
不经意 is inadvertently.
Okay. Inadvertently.对，因为这个前面看到像 in 啊 un 啊这样的前缀，通常它就是一个反义，对吧？ So if you advertently do something, 就是你故意的、刻意的。但是呢 inadvertently 就是反义词。
Yeah, this means you weren't trying to do it, but it happened anyway. So without trying, right?
对，好，那在我们听今天最后一段的 speech 之前呢，这里还有一个特别好的用法要跟大家 highlight 一下，就是在 who, where, what, when 后面我们可以加 s。
Yes, he says, because you've eliminated the who's, the where's, the what's, and the when's.
这个后面加 s 意思就是It's more than one, right? 因为有可能你有很多不想去的地方，你有很多不想做的事情，你有很多不能赴的约。So that's why we add an S.
That's right. Yeah, he's talking about there could be all kinds of yous you could create in your life. There's all kinds of places you could go and things you could do and when you could do them.
But you need to eliminate those.
Yes, and hopefully inadvertently you find yourself in the process.
好，那我们现在就听今天最后的一段演说。
Trust me, too many options. I promise you, too many options will make a tyrant of us all. All right, so get rid of the excess, the wasted time. Decrease your options. If you do this, you will have accidentally, almost innocently, put in front of you what is important to you by process elimination. are is hard. It's hard. Give yourself a break. Eliminate who you are not first. You're going to find yourself where you need to be. Instead of creating outcomes that take from us, let's create more outcomes that pay us back, fill us up, keep your fire lit, turn you on for the most amount of time in your future. We try our best, we don't always do our best. Now, architecture is a verb as well. And since we are the architects of our own lives, let's study the habits, the practices, the routines that we have that lead to and feed our success, our joy, our honest pain, our laughter, our earned tears. Let's dissect that and give thanks for those things. And when we do that, guess what happens? We get better at them. And we have more to dissect. Be discerning. Choose it because you want it. Do it because you want to. We're gonna make mistakes. You gotta own them. Then you gotta make amends. And then you gotta move on. Guilt and regret kills many a man before their time. So turn the page, get off the ride. You are the author of the book of your life.
好，那刚刚这一段呢 ，wraps up Matthew McConaughey's very inspiring speech， 听得还蛮意犹未尽的。
Yeah, it's very realistic, but still very inspiring, right? Like he says, we try our best, and we don't always do our best.
对，这就是问题，是吧？因为我们经常就是想要得到一些鼓励，或者给别人鼓励，就是 just try your best， 你不要担心后果，你不要怎么怎么样。然后呢，他就说，但是你一天到晚只是 try your best， 不 do your best 就也没用。
Yeah, just because you don't do your best doesn't mean you shouldn't try your best, right?
对，他是一个挺狠的人，他就说不要给自己留太多余地 ，right? So just like you said, he just cuts to the chase, 就比较直接。然后就是说，你不要再老是说我要试，我要尝试我最好的，你就直接做出你最好的，要来就来真的。
Yeah, sometimes we just gotta get moving, right? We gotta start doing stuff.
Get over it and get on with it, 是吧
？That's right, exactly.
对，然后他是很相信说每个人都是自己人生的建筑师哦。
We are the architects of our own lives.
Okay, so architects 就是建筑师，然后这是一个职业，建筑呢就是 architecture, 是吧？
Yeah, architecture, like the way buildings are designed and structured, right? And of course, architects being the people that do that as a profession.
是是，那接下来呢他又谈到了一点，就是我记得之前我们在讲一本书的时候也说过，就是你要带着意图去生活，你要会分辨，不要糊里糊涂。
Yeah, that's right. You have to be discerning.
Okay, so to discern, 动词就是要好好的分辨，要会辨别，要会识别。To be discerning, 这里是一个形容词，意思就是你是有辨别力的。
Yeah, you're putting thought into how you're, you know, analyzing things and how you're thinking about everything instead of just big blah, you know, you're actually putting thought into it.
就像他前面说的，你 take the hill 之前先问问 what is my hill? 就哪一座才是值得我跨或者我要想去跨越的山峰山丘。That's being discerning.
Yeah, it's like we owe it to ourselves, right? To be discerning and make those decisions with ourselves in mind and what we really want.
对，好，那前面说他蛮狠的，不给自己留余地。但是呢，他这里也是说，我们每个人都会 make mistakes, 都会犯错。就感觉，哦，他安慰了我们一下，结果接下来又变得很狠。他说，You got to own them.
That's right, we're gonna make mistakes, but we've got to own them.
所以不是说你就是一定要做得很完美什么的，因为 a lot of things are not up to you, 而且 mistakes, 就失败是成功之母嘛，最重要的是要负起责任，是吧？ So to own your mistakes.
Yeah, that's to take responsibility, to take accountability for your mistakes.
对，大家可能觉得有点奇怪啊，什么要拥有我的错误，但是它就是这个意思，就是 be responsible for your mistakes， 就不要怨天尤人，都怪别人啊，怪情形啊，这样。
That's right. Yeah, we can't learn from our mistakes unless we own them, right?
嗯，他说接着你要干嘛？
You have to make amends.
这啥意思呢？
Make amends means make the mistake right. Maybe that's apologizing or fixing something that's broken.
啊，就是要来弥补或者纠正那个错误。
对， and that's part of owning your mistake, right?
嗯，没错。好，那最后他有一句也是很鼓励、鼓舞人心的话，就是我们每个人是我们生命这本书的作者。
So not only are we the architects, we are also the author of the book of our lives.
Okay, an author. 就是 author 和 writer 还有点不一样哈。Author 好像更加的有 ownership， 而且 author 比 writer 似乎是层级层次又上了一层。
Yeah, it feels a little more professional, more accomplished. A writer could do all kinds of writing, but an author is publishing books, is definitely writing books.
对，而且它还可以做动词用。So you can author your own life.
Yeah, that's right. You can author your own life. Author the book of your life.
好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道你是否喜欢今天分享的这一段 speech， 这一段演讲。那如果之后你也想听到更多英语原声的演讲的话呢，也欢迎在留言专区告诉我们。
Yeah, let us know. Were you moved by this speech as much as we were? We'd love to hear about it in the comments.
那非常感谢大家收听今天的节目，我们下次再见。
再见。